This is why I avoid yes or no tarot card readings like the plague. I literally never look at them, I never hear them or listen to them. There are several reasons why, okay? So make sure you watch this whole video, especially if you've been watching these things, these yes or no tarot readings. You need to watch this. So have you ever been watching one of these yes or no tarot readings and you feel kind of frustrated and confused, and it's almost like you desperately want an answer? Maybe you're not feeling in a good emotional state, you're not feeling 100%, but you just look to these things for an answer and you want some kind of solution, right? Well, this is kind of part of the problem and part of the reason why I would say to avoid them. We'll get onto that in a few seconds. For those who don't know, basically a yes or no tarot card reading is where you will watch a YouTube video and it will be basically essentially a stranger to you, like someone you don't know, who will be doing a reading. And the idea is you will have been guided to that particular video at that particular time, at the exact moment when you search yes or no tarot card reading on YouTube. And then you will kind of ask the reading a question that has a yes or no answer. So you might say, should I leave my job this week? And then you go and type in yes or no tarot card reading, pick whichever one resonates with you, which is really just the one that the thumbnail looks the best, I guess, and you kind of are drawn to, and you'll watch it. And then they will give you a reading with a tarot card deck. Sometimes not, actually. Sometimes they'll just pull a reading out of thin air and just say yes or no and explain kind of the energy behind that. And the idea is that will answer the question for you in a yes or no kind of binary way. All right. So why should you avoid them? Well, the first reason is that life is not binary. Life is not this kind of sequence of yes or no, on or off. It's very complex. And as I'm sure you've realized in your own life, the paths that led you to where you are now, the person you've become, were not really binary. There was all kinds of meandering turns and twists and things that you never could have planned or predicted. So let's say if you condense your complex life situation and your potential future timelines to a yes or no answer, even if that yes or no answer was correct, it wouldn't really make a difference, because it's not as simple as just saying, right, yes, I'm going to do this, and therefore I'm just going to walk in a perfectly straight line towards that outcome, and that timeline is what I'm going to experience. Your energy, programming, conditioning, genetics even, like there's so many different things that influence your timeline in life. I think I spoke about this in a previous video, that to condense it to a yes or no outcome, firstly, it doesn't work, even if the yes or no was accurate, which we'll get onto in a second. But secondly, it's just too complex for that. There are too many variables. There are too many things pulling you in different directions. So even if, this is a funny thing, even if the tarot reading gave you a perfect accurate answer, it wouldn't really matter, because you're probably going to be pulled in all sorts of different directions anyway. By the way, just before we get onto the second reason, just scroll down as you're listening to this and kind of leave a comment letting me know what you actually want to get out of tarot reading. Like, why do you listen to them? And then also, just underneath that comment, just kind of write another thing saying, I affirm that I am the creator of my own reality. So the funny thing is, most people will not actually do that because maybe they don't believe in affirmations, or they just want to listen to me instead. But if you actually do scroll down and write, I am the creator of my own reality, in your own words, as well as like what you hope to get out of a tarot reading, it actually makes a difference. So go ahead and do that. Okay, so the second thing is that the tarot reader themselves, like the actual person that is essentially a stranger to you, you're going to go to YouTube and say, right, yes or no tarot reading, watch the video. They're very rarely an accurate channel. And I don't know if you're able to, well, the fact that you're searching for a tarot reading in the first place means that you're probably not able or not very good at telling what is an accurate channel or not. Because if you were, you could simply channel the answer yourself. So the fact that you can't really intuitively say that's a good one, that's a bad one, and be accurate, like all of the time, means that it's very unlikely you're going to pick the right one. Because you've got to remember, on YouTube, for tarot card readers, for channelers and psychics, more than half of them are not good. It's probably something more like 80%, actually, from my experience and from what I've seen and heard from other people. It's more like 80% are kind of either intentionally a bad channel, like they're kind of influenced by negative energies, or they're just unintentionally a bad channel because they're either not good enough, they're not experienced enough, they have their own problems. I mean, we all do, right? Are their own things that they're kind of projecting onto the answers and energies. Only about 20% or less of them are going to give you a good, an accurate answer in the first place. So you got to ask yourself, do you want to take those odds? Do you want to roll those dice and just say, I hope I pick one that is in that 20% who are accurate? And even then, right, like I said, it's not, life is not binary, so it's not going to really make a difference. This is why I don't like the idea of reducing a complex kind of array of timeline choices to just a yes or no answer. It doesn't help you. In fact, it only helps them because they get more views. Some of the best messages actually for me have come in dreams. So as you may know, I have the other channel, Lucid Dreaming Experience, which is where I talk about lucid dreaming. And some of my best answers that you could say were given to me have come through a dream. In my opinion, that's the clearest channel, because you are always going to be the most accurate channel to connect with your own higher self. I mean, it sounds kind of obvious when you break it down, right? But people tend to forget this. You have the strongest link to your soul and your higher self. And everything else that's connected with you, all of your past lives, all of the learnings, everything like that, you are the strongest link. Of course you are, because it's you. Like, it's literally your soul. So this idea that you would trust a stranger, hope that they're in the 20% who are accurate, and then also reduce a complex thing to a binary option of yes or no, more than you would trust yourself, is kind of crazy to me. So anyway, going back to the story. I often get answers given to me in the form of dreams. One of them was a very complex situation. I was trying to decide between four different paths that my life could have taken. And looking back, only one of them was the correct path. The other three, at the time, would have not been a good thing, and they would have led to all kinds of different things. I would have been a different person. And I was trying to decide in this moment, right? So I had this dream where a phone rang inside a phone box. And it was myself from the future telling me what to do. But it wasn't telling me as in, do this, don't do that. It was actually a kind of a mirror. And this is, I find, the best messages, is because we already deep down, we already know all the answers. I know it might not seem like it, but we probably do. So the best messages are the ones that kind of reflect what you already know back to yourself. This is what coaches do. The best coaches will actually bring the answers out of you. They won't tell you what to do. They'll actually get you to kind of realize the answer yourself. The best salespeople are the people who get you to sell yourself on the product. Convince yourself that you need it. And the best messages, in my opinion and experience, are the ones that you have them reflected back to you. So it's almost like you're giving yourself the answer. So this is what happened in the dream. My future self called me in the dream and kind of walked me through how to figure out the answer myself. Because what I was trying to do is I was lucid and I was trying to say, what is the answer? I was trying to like search externally for the answer. But what happened is myself ended up calling me and basically guiding me through, coaching me through how to figure out the answer myself. I eventually picked the right answer. I woke up and I was certain that this was the right path, and almost immediately things started falling into place and it just clicked. It just worked. All right, so that's my story about kind of using dreams to get answers. I do have other videos about that, but yeah, that's for another channel. By the way, if you didn't scroll down before and actually comment, I manifest and create my own reality, you should really do that. All right, the affirmation will, I promise it will help you. It will send an intention to the universe that you actually want to create this thing and that you're not just half serious about it. The people who are serious about wanting to change and get answers will actually scroll down and comment. You'll give your energy in some form, at, you know, pushing your energy out into the universe as a signal that says, I am interested in this and this is what I want. Okay, so the next thing is that your emotional and energetic state at the moment when you search on YouTube, yes or no tarot reading, or Pisces tarot reading, tarot card, pick a card reading, whatever it is rarely going to be good. And be honest with yourself. At the moment when you search for a tarot card reading on YouTube, what is your emotional and energetic state out of 10? 10 being euphoric, you're absolutely in love with life, you're super happy and pumped, and 0 being you're depressed and ready to give up, right? My guess is that the majority of people who look for a yes or no tarot card reading are somewhere around a 4, maybe a 3 to a 4, okay? Now, ask yourself this. Assuming that the channeler and the tarot reader is accurate, which again is only 20% of them or less, and assuming that the answer would actually help you and that you can reduce a complex situation to a binary yes or no, what do you think is going to happen? What answers do you think are going to be reflected back to you if you're coming into the situation with an energy of a 3 out of 10? If you're already stressed, because you know already that your frequency is broadcasted to the world around you, and it literally is echoed back to you by the universe. So if you put out a negative energy and you're all constantly like criticizing, whatever, gossiping, feeling bad, the universe echoes that back to you. So what message do you think you're going to get echoed back to you if you come into the situation with a three or four out of ten? It's not going to be good. It's definitely not going to be your highest, most divine guided timeline. It's probably just going to be an echo of what you're already experiencing. You're already in a low emotional and energetic state. Okay. So if you then go and desperately seek an answer, you say, YouTube, please tell me, I need to know yes or no for this particular question. It's just going to reflect back to you your current experience. You're just going to get more of the emotional and energetic state that you're already in. I know it sucks to hear. You know, I know that you wish that it would give you a good answer. You wish it would actually, you would type in yes or no, whatever, and then it will just tell you what to do. You'd follow that and then everything works out fine. But it's good and bad news. The bad news is, no, it doesn't work like that. But the good news is that there are actually an infinite number of complex pathways that the universe will lead you through to get to exactly where you want to get to. And all you have to do is decide and focus on what you want, and then trust yourself and your own intuition to guide you through to that point. You don't need tarot readings, you don't need channelings, you don't need any of this stuff. All you need is already inside you. That's literally it, that's the secret.